Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Gaz Bonanza, who says,
I'm back! And I'm 18 since last Tuesday.
Imperialistic, who says,
less than three.
That is all. Move along.
Chromie, who says,
you're listening to The Shaft, giggity.
Holy Hot Dog, who says, miss my sponsor, will you? Chess Artisan, who says,
I'm on board with the plan. Are you?
And Jeremy Autumn, who says,
brings the bacon to the table.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 49, recorded on September 11th, 2011.
And I'm Brent Covelin.
And I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I'm Mike Magnuson.
And we got Michael here. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Hello.
What's up? See, I always try to call you Mickle.
Mickle.
Mickle?
Mickle.
Yeah.
No.
For those listening, it's M-H-Y-K-O-L. It's a weird spelling, but it works. And you say you got that name to be unique so that people wouldn't steal your username?
Yes, but I want it to be unique. Different.
But they do anyway, right?
One of a kind. Yeah, they do anyways. So
it's hard to be unique.
It's the internet.
It's hard to be unique with Michael as a name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's probably like Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
I bet it's hard. John.
I bet it's hard to get, like, the first character on any server whose name is Chris.
Well, you could do, like, 14 S's. Chris. Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's very nice.
And that kind of leads us into the topic of Minecraft, which is the show you're listening to right now, Shaft. We're going to shaft it up this episode with Michael.
Yes.
Is that right?
Giggity.
And let's kick it off with something like this.
Our journeys.
Let's start it off with Michael, since we'd like to know more about you. Tell us about yourself.
More about me?
Yeah.
Well, I do a Minecraft LP, Michael Mines, which I'm sure many of you have watched. That Michael's is just Mines. Like any other LP. I'm not unique in any way.
But you're unique because you're in it.
Yes, I'm in it. And no one else has me.
And you're a snowflake. And you have 154 yes. videos. I'm looking at your channel. I'm looking at your channel right now. And you do this cool thing, Race for the Wool.
Yes.
That's really awesome. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, the Race for the Wool is Vex. I don't know if you've heard of Vex. He makes these challenge maps, these hardcore challenge maps. Legendary is one that you see Good and B00 doing one. That's real popular right now. And he made one for all of us as a 2v2 challenge where, you have two teams that are racing to gather the wool on this challenge map and bring it back to the monument.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what we did. Koa, Vidya, B00, and Good did a race. And myself, Simple Gamers, Detroit, and MC Gamer did another race. And then today, we're doing a 4v4 on the same map of all eight of us racing against each other.
Nice.
So, now, speaking of that, it's a 2v2 map and, or, you know, 4v4 later today. But once you've done it and seen it, I mean, does that kind of ruin the aspects of it? Like, you know, to go do X immediately, things like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, the big challenge with the first time through is you didn't know what you were looking for, where anything was at. Everything was unique. You didn't know what to expect. You didn't know what you needed to gather and stuff. Plus, you know, it's two lanes, and you can see the other team on their lane, and the lanes are mirrored of each other. So they're exactly the same. They're just mirrored. And so you could see what the other team's doing. So then you're trying to rush yourself, trying to keep up with the other team, or you see the other team is falling back, so you start to slack off a little bit, and then they catch up. And but the what we're going for with the next one, with the 4v4 we're doing, since all of us that are playing have played it once before, the playing field is even again. So it's basically a race of skill and how quickly we can do it, instead of all the stumbling around trying to figure out what we're doing and what we're looking for.
That's cool. I like his use of Redstone Creations in there too. Like I was watching the beginning, and it's like there's a button, and you don't really know what the button does, you know. And you click it, and the other side may explode or do something, you know, to your enemy.
Well, he set up traps because you can't move over to the other lane. You can't go to the other person's lane. So the smart thing he did is he set up traps along the entire raceway that. You set off the trap, it blows up a bunch of TNT on the other side, and then it hinders their progress. So it like destroys all of their resources they're looking for, or pours lava in the way, or it does it does stuff to make it to push them behind.
That's awesome.
So it's the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, awesome.
Well, cool.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, yeah, we should get into that. I've seen a lot of people doing these, too, Vex Maps. He's. I mean, I guess he's really pumping these out, isn't he? He's getting creative with it. So what have you been doing this week?
Well, this week we did our 2v2, which those videos are going up right now. So that was the big thing. And then 1.8... was leaked out yesterday.
Oh yeah.
So, or was it yesterday or was it 2 days ago? My weekend's all messed together.
I like how it was leaked out.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it was quote unquote leaked.
It's a corporate leak, right? The corporation leaks it out. You know?
I think that's called released, not leaked.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's a large beta test. It was sent out to all the beta testers.
Right, exactly. Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could rant about that later. The pre-release and the beta? Anyway, continue.
I played around with that quite a bit, and I'm really liking where it's going. There, of course, there's a few bugs and stuff that I have complaints with, but I'm really happy with it, so
yeah,
I like where it's going.
It's good stuff.
So that's what I did this week.
Excellent.
So when you started playing it, did you start on a brand new, fresh map, or did you take one of your old maps?
I jumped on... I actually backed up my maps because those of you that have been viewers of mine for a while know that somewhere around a month or so ago, or 2 months ago, I had a computer crash and almost lost my save file, which is a terrible thing to happen. So I've been backing up like crazy now, and I didn't even want to just even touch my save file, so I just completely copied them off. So I didn't even touch those, but I jumped on a server. Detroit threw up a 1.8 server, and we jumped around that and played around for a bit. Switching between the creative and survival modes, which is easy to do on a server. It's just a command. And playing around with all the new stuff, all the new items.
Oh, wow.
You know, I didn't even think about that. That's going to be kind of cool. Servers that are creative servers... we'll now have that easy to do, right? It's just, it's a creative server.
Oh, yeah, it's just a switch, yeah. You're either in creative mode or survival mode. You mean, and people can be in both. It's not, it doesn't depend on the server, it's per user.
That might be a fun game to get the record what's the name of it?
Capture the record.
Capture the record. Start off in creative mode for the first hours and then switch it. You know,
Man, you could. I mean, it's fast doing creative mode.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, you would be insane. Yeah, well, actually, you wouldn't need 4 hours.
Yeah,
creative mode, 30 minutes, dude. Do it.
Yep.
Done. 30 minutes, get it built.
15. Yeah. Let's go for the gold.
Yeah.
Of course, then it would just be like you walk across and it's just a big obsidian cube.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Solid. Adminium cube.
Oh yeah. Wah, wah, no wah.
You'd have to have a no adminium rule or something like that.
Yeah, that's cool though.
Okay, so what about you, Eric? How was your week?
My week has been pretty good. Last week I went to Dragon Con, had a great time, took some pictures of some funky a dude
Cole
dressed
Medina.
Up in Steve outfit. I mean, he was just cardboard box Steve, you know, head to toe.
That was a good one. I like that one.
I saw a full on giant pig that was made out of wood. And a Steve riding it, and people just jumping up onto the pig just to get their picture taken. I mean, this
did
pig.
Did you see
was
a Steve
huge.
Trooper?
A Steve Trooper? No, I didn't.
Like, that's going to be the next one, right?
That's a good
Steve
idea.
Trooper?
That's true. That's good. Yeah. I've seen every other kind of trooper. And then the other thing I saw was a giant dirt block walking around. It's just like two little legs at the bottom of it and this big block. And it was kind of like bent, and it looked like it'd been in a war or something because, like, he's traveling through a. Yeah, I mean, there's 35,000 people that go to this convention every year or more. So to just walk from one hotel to another and brush up against hundreds of people in this big costume, it was pretty ragged by the time I saw it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get his picture because he always seemed like he was in a weird, awkward position or something. Anyway, weird costume. Also, but this week I've been I played with Brent in Minesworn.
Minesworn.
It's a little, I guess it's just an SMP, or was it Creative?
It's SMP.
No, it's SMP, but it had a lot of really cool looking.
Yeah, it's a PvP server.
Creative stuff
with
yeah.
a bunch of add-ons and our plugins to do, like, you know, magic spells and crazy stuff.
And what was the deal with the faction thing?
Well, that's the thing. You join a faction and then you try to take over the other faction's bases and you kill them and things like that.
And that was really cool. You started a faction, and then you started inviting people. I think we tweeted, and we're like, hey, we're on Minesworn. Come and hang out, right? So a ton of people came in. People on the server going, where are all these people coming from? This is weird. And they're just joining this faction that just got created, too. And also there's like 30, 40 people in this faction. And we're building this little village. Like, we have people making a farm. We have people over here making tools. We had, like, a public access chest already with people very trustworthy. There were diamonds just sitting in this chest, doing like branch mining, and just it was insane.
We like turned around and there's all suddenly like a watchtower. Like I went back
yeah,
the other
big
day.
Watchtower,
there's
yeah.
big castle walls all around our space, and just everything's all nice. And
it was super
farms
awesome.
Of everything you can think of.
There was like some redstone hatches and stuff that would like lift. I mean, it was fancy.
So and we got a war planned. So everybody's got to get on the server and join our faction, and then we'll have a war against I forget who, but there's gonna
our
be
our enemies.
Yeah,
we will
our
crush
enemies.
Them.
And it'll be funny because they probably know all the magic spells and we don't. So yeah. They'll come over there and force blast us, and we'll be like, oh,
it will be skill versus numerous. I think that will be the battle.
Yeah.
So
pretty much.
Log on. I guess we should search for Minesworn. You'll find it.
Minesworn. Yeah.
Join, and I think it's /F. Space join space the shaft, all one word.
Yeah.
And then you'll be in our faction.
Yeah.
And
like
then do /F space home.
Yeah.
Right? And you'll go straight to our buildings.
Nice.
Yeah,
so you have your own spawn for your faction.
Cool.
And you can claim more land. You get a small amount, but you buy land with gold coins.
Yeah.
And you can just keep making your place bigger and bigger in your land. And it's really neat. That's almost like a board game.
Yeah, that makes me want to play it. You know? It sounds like a big game of Travian.
Oh, yeah, Travian. Nice. Yeah, 3D well, version.
And now
Travian.
Add flying carpets and fireballs, because you can get these spells for that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And it's kind of cool how they do, because you'll have to have certain things, like bone and red dust, or this. So now you have a purpose for red dust.
Yeah.
Okay. For your spells, magician.
Super. I'm going to become a wizard.
A wizard.
I will be a wizard.
I will be Wesley Potter.
Wesley Potter.
Also, I did a little filming. Well, I was being filmed. I played in some mob arena with old Maz for a Machinima Realm. I did a couple things. I did a game show. I don't want to spoil. I don't even know if I've said too much already. Sorry, Maz. But I did this amazing game show thing with Maz, and he's going to release it soon, and we'll tell you about that.
We're not releasing it on our channel?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know. It was pretty awesome.
Did you hear what Brent did to Maz last week?
No.
In Control Point?
No.
He did our quickfire questions.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I called him up and asked him to do it during the show.
Yeah.
Oh, did that work out?
Yeah.
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 Matt's from Australia, not John Matt.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was just as confused as you are.
Okay, awesome. So anyway, we did that, and then we played a Let's Play that's already online right now. We did something called Mob Arena, and it's you basically choose a class. You have your team. You choose a class. There's five or six classes to choose from, like a tank, a ranged guy, a cook or a chef that was kind of the healer. Anyway, so you have your group makeup, and then you all go into this arena, fight out a bunch of waves of mobs. So the first wave would be like two skeletons, and then the third wave would be like four creepers and skeletons and spiders. And anyway, it keeps getting more intense until you just lose. So you try to see how many waves you can go through with your class makeup. And it was pretty cool. So that's online. You can check that out. A lot of neat modes, right? A lot of neat little games you can play in Minecraft these days.
I want to come play next time.
Whatever.
Anything? Oh, I finally saw the Underspawn on the Shaftlands.
I saw you walking around in it.
Very impressive. Yeah.
I think this is huge. Your first time on the Shaftlands, right? This is the first time you've
ever.
Really,
yes.
No, we recorded that Let's Play. That was in the Underspawn.
Oh, yeah.
The beds in the Nether?
That wasn't in the Underspawn, though.
Well, that was in the Nether.
Well, it was in the Nether. Isn't that the Underspawn?
No. Underspawn is the new base they built under our spawn on the Shaftlands.
Oh.
It's got, like, a tree farm and a monster grinder.
Oh, with the new projects.
Yeah. It's huge.
It's giant and very colorful.
Yeah.
Anyway, my week has been too long. I'll say one last thing. I played an 8.1 from the future, and I'm back from the future, and it was great. It was a cool time. But while in the present, I checked out 1.8, and it was pretty awesome. I collected so many cool things. I'm legitimately playing the game. I'm not cheating, not flying, not editing, nothing like that. I'm totally cool. And I found a crevice, and I'm down in all up in
Were
your
you
crevice.
Digging up in that crevice?
And I found an abandoned shaft, mine shaft. Found some goodies and some loot, and chests and all this stuff, and I'm just going to town. I died in some lava.
The exact same thing happened.
Everything
to me.
Was gone. Everything was gone, and I was like, you know what? I'm done for the night.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened
suck.
To me. I went, and of course, the first night, the sun comes down just a little bit too soon, right?
Yeah.
And I forgot about the wood making coal thing, because I haven't played single player in a while.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, it's getting to be night. I got no coal yet. So I put up a wall, right? And I'm like, well, I'll just alt tab out and play something else while I wait for the sun. Well, if you do that, it goes to pause mode, So
right.
I'm like, well, that's not. So I got to sit here and wait for dawn, And I had seen some sheep, but I didn't have any shears, and I didn't remember the recipe for shears. So I'm like, man, this
two
is.
Two iron, one, two, bam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quirky.
Okay.
It is
well,
cool.
That's a good one.
So,
but it takes iron. I mean, that's...
Well, that's just it. I found three iron in a cliff face, but I couldn't find any coal. So then, I get some doors built. I start digging down a little bit, I make some torches. And then the sun comes up, and I found some really cool ravines, and some, really neat
ravine.
Little covey areas.
I call it a crevice. But
and,
yeah,
ravine. So I
well,
look
you like
over...
digging in crevices.
Oh, is it? Crevasse.
Crevasse, yeah.
So I look over and I see a bunch of holes in a mountain, and I'm like, I bet there's like a cave system over there. So I walk over, and sure enough, I start going down, and the first thing, like less than 20 feet in, there's a spider monster spawner. I go in, I kill it, I empty the chest, there's iron and buckets and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, yeah! So I start going, I start tromping down, and I make it all the way down, I'm in the there's lava everywhere and water, and I'm killing bad guys, and I'm keeping myself healthed up because, you regenerate health now.
Yeah.
And,
healthed up.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm having a great time, and I'm like, okay, it's time for me to start working my way back up. And then as I start going up, I'm like trying to find my way back the way I came, and I fell into some lava and I couldn't get out in time.
Did you lose any diamonds?
Yes.
I lost diamonds
as
well.
I found 8 diamonds. I had lapis. I had redstone. I had buckets and saddles, and I had it all. And
man, that's so sad.
It's sad. It's a big sad story.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time or something?
I had an awesome time, yeah.
Did you not fall in lava?
I didn't, because, see, I came up with a new strategy, because, you know, used to the strategy was knock down trees until it gets dark, you know, until it's about dark, and then make yourself a hole, and then you do stuff with the trees, right?
Yeah.
But now it's like, no, find a missing village, you know, find a village.
I never found one.
And I found the first one on my other game in the desert. So the first thing I did was I looked for desert, ran over there, and sure enough, there was a village. So I don't know if I just got lucky that it was in desert both times.
I think you got lucky.
But so I ran in, and it had, you know, it's like, it has craft bench already, and I love the new glass. You know, the glass is
awesome.
There's
already a workbench in there?
Yeah, there's first one I found on the other server, there was a forge with like a pool of lava and iron bars. Like, I was like, what are these? And so I, like, dug them down, and they were, like, iron bars or steel bars or something.
Wow. Nice.
But anyway, so, I was recording it on, streaming it out, so we'll probably put a Let's Play out about what I was doing in the village. But it's just, like, it's so much nicer just kind of, like, having your own village there. Like, I had stacks of bread because I can just go over there, and they already have, like, wheat farms set up for you, and someone taught me the tricks on, you can use bone meal on mushrooms. That's how you make the giant mushrooms now. Oh, so I made a couple of those and made a house out of one of the red mushrooms.
Welsh Pixie made a video of, she called it a house fit for a pixie. She took a couple of mushrooms, made a bridge between them, put a
nice.
That's
nice.
So cool.
Has a house and a mushroom.
Nice.
And then I dug down, you know, and found a mine shaft and was going around. In my first player game at home, I actually found one of the blue spiders. Have you seen one of those yet?
No.
They're like, I was not expecting this at all, because in the mineshaft, I mean, you've seen it where you can kind of block a hole so you're safe while you're kind of dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
So I would do that. I would block off a hole, but there'd still be holes on top, but nothing should be able to get through there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this spider comes zooming through this hole. So it's like a one-space spider, not a two-wide.
Ah!
So it could go through there, or either something bugged out.
Yeah,
but it freaked me out. And I hear they poison you or something weird. But anyway,
yeah.
So yeah, I didn't find any diamonds, but had a lot of iron and gold and
yeah, I had tons of iron and like gold, that. And I had like over a stack of coal.
Yeah,
my life was good, and then I burned in a fire.
Did you have any ender pearls?
No,
I got two.
Really?
I was waiting, because, I mean, I got this big house now that, like, I'm, like, put two of the things together, so it's like a mansion, kind of. And I was out there killing bad guys, and it was getting light, and I'm just looking. All of a sudden, this Enderman just comes walking out from behind the house and then walks back, and I'm like, what the crap? Like, that is the freakiest looking thing, and then it walks back. But they are so easy to kill if you have a bow.
Yeah.
Because they don't move while you just sit there and shoot arrows at them.
All right.
So, anyway.
I heard there was a bug that if you take an ender pearl and you throw it in lava, then a dead enderman will appear.
Yeah.
Right where it's supposed to be.
And you got to log out and log back in to get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear.
By the way, somebody says that villages are really rare, but there is a spawn called Give Me a Break. If you put in Give Me a Break, it'll put you right in the middle of a village.
With Nell Carter?
I guess
sweet.
So. I think it's more Kit Kat.
Is Sam in there?
Sam.
Is the chief already dead?
Wow, these are some old jokes.
So, also, you can get to the one I had, too, with using black box. Two words, capital B's in both. And then you can find it if you go off towards the sand.
Okay.
Hmm.
And both times, I've dug pretty much down and found a mine under both of them. So I think there's like a layer of mines now or something. Like, I don't know if those are hard to find so much.
Well, I have to say the caverns that I noticed a lot of difference in the in like the physical nature of cliffs and stuff. But also, like, caverns seem to be much, like, if you come upon a big cavern, it seems to be more bowl-like than they used to be. Like, it feels more like big open spaces under the earth as opposed to just, you know, a random collection of blocks whittled out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just walking around, I mean, they really made it where you want to go looking, because the geography is just so amazing looking now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's, you know, a game of blocks, and here you're walking, and it's like these cool just structures and high mountains and then like a, you know, waterfall coming out and just it's just amazing now. It really did with the villages. I think the game just immediately changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and finally swamps kind of freaked me out. Have you seen any swamps yet?
Oh, yeah. Right next to my home, there's a swamp, and you can use shears to get the vines down.
Yeah, the vines are hanging out over the trees. So cool.
And the vines continue growing. If you replace them on the side of a block, they'll keep growing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, another trick. Oh, who was it? Nog4 or Jog4. Forget. In the stream, anyway. Sorry. to get the spider webs down, you can use your sword, and it'll turn into string. So if you're running around the mines.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I had a ton of string now, just anyway.
Oh,
from
I bet.
That.
Yeah. Interesting.
But yeah, it was like you were saying, you forgot about the wood. Like, I'd kind of forgotten to get wood.
Yeah.
But I just pulled it out of the side of the house, because how the houses are made, there's like, you know, the big tree wood and then the planks and stuff. So I just pulled one
out. You're griefing their freaking...
It's my village now. I don't see anybody in there. I took it
over.
Well,
I mean, you can go underground now and just find a, you know, abandoned mine shaft, and you got all the wood you can ever want. More wood than you ever need.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, but you can't make that coal. You need the tree wood.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Charcoal.
Right, yeah.
Charcoal.
Yeah.
You'll play the game one day. You'll understand. So, okay, anything else about 1.8? I guess I got some other stuff in here I haven't even talked about. Well, we already talked about the Mindsworn and our Let's Play. Or did we talk about our Let's Play? Our piece of turd crap
Oh,
Let's
yeah,
Play?
No, I didn't mention that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't either because it's not worth mentioning.
Yeah, people hate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of dislikes on it.
What?
He was all like, I want to be on one of your Let's Plays.
You're like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
But, you know, we were testing out something down here, trying to do switching and just with how everything's converted and down converted, and it comes out as like a little turd. We found how to make poop blocks, and it's through our system. And anyway, so we found better ways to do it, and so don't worry, they'll be better.
There was that the one that you linked, but it wasn't posted?
Did you delete it?
No, it was unlisted.
It was
for
unlisted.
The first like 30 minutes.
It was the one on the Minecraft server.
Yeah, where you built the house?
Yeah, the crappy
house.
You
got dislikes on that?
A ton.
32.
Yeah, like it's beginning to look like a Rebecca Black video.
I don't
That's
think,
okay.
I don't think,
I'll take that.
I don't think 32 is equivalent to 32
it's on
million.
It's on its way.
I don't think so. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Let's see. What else this week? I switched our rooms because we're going to be going down a night early for MineCon. So I got that taken care of. We are now going to be there on Wednesday night.
Oh, really?
So
that's an important. Okay.
Oh, I thought I sent you that, but if not, hey.
All right, we're going on Wednesday.
Let's see. Also, I wanted to give out a big thanks to Astragali from the Minecraft Scribe. Actually won the Jinx contest on his site.
Oh, yeah.
And got some a poster. Got a poster for us.
Oh, cool. I want to see that right now.
And a bunch of Minecraft stickers. I don't know where I'm going with these.
Stickers.
Up there, because that's the best. Anyway, so thank you so much, Astragali. These are so cool. Just got them in the other day. And my wife was like, why are you spending money? I'm like, I swear, I won it. She's like, what? What are you talking about?
Yes, I didn't believe
win
it.
Anything.
I won money, too. I just haven't spent it yet, but I do have it.
Well, it's the... So, yeah, that's what you can get right there. A poster and three stickers for $15. Not a bad deal.
I love this poster so much, I want it.
Well, we're going to take it to MineCon and try to get everybody to sign it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So, and then the last thing, I guess, I was interviewed on the HaHa Studio. I don't know if you've heard of this guy, but he basically, well, I probably not, because I'll be on episode 3, I think.
Okay.
But basically, he plays, what's it called, Battlefront 2, and interviews a guest while he's playing.
That's odd.
Yeah, it is. Wait till you hear it. It's nice and odd. Anyway. So that's about it. That's about it for me. What about you, Wesley Wilson?
That's like I said. I mostly just played 1.8. I did get on our server for a little bit, and did some, you know, walking around, exploring, making sure, you know, things weren't blown up. We've got some people are building some new stuff on our servers, and I think that's cool. I kept hearing monsters like in the underspawn, and it was before I found the monster spawner and the grinder, and so like I was concerned, so I used, you know, world edit commands to go through the wall and started looking on the other side, like going around the edge and like filling in spaces so that mobs can't spawn on the other side of the wall of the underspawn.
Oh, I see.
Like putting up torches or filling in holes so that, you know, like, because I could just imagine a creeper getting next to a wall and blowing up for some reason, and then, you know, there's a hole. And so anyway, I did a little bit of that. And then
hole filler.
And then
so
I did.
Was John Maz on when you were on?
No.
Okay.
No. I've been the only admin on when I was on recently. It was very weird. I'm used to TJ being on like all the time. But anyway, and then the other thing I did was I did my 1.8 game, and I was having a ball with that, and then I died, and it's more like a mope quit, not really a rage quit, kind of a mopey sort of, aww.
Yeah.
Log off. Yeah.
Mope quit.
Yeah. Mope quit.
Hey, Michael, have you been on Shaftlands before?
I have not. I have to say that is... as mopey as I can, so you feel bad.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get something going, a game, a competition, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to swing by and check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we gonna update it to 1.8?
That's up to Tussard. Whenever we'll be waiting for plugins and stuff like
there's,
that.
There's actually a thread for the mods talking about ideas for 1.8. Okay. One of the ideas is maybe we trim off the edges of our map. And then allow it to regenerate with 1.8 stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, to
but
play
then,
a new map. That's
but
true.
Then the big question is, you know, how do we make sure something isn't built out there?
Right.
You know, that's the big iffy if.
Yeah.
So probably, I mean, what we have right now is we have the ability to go to other maps, you know, via the portals. It might be that we just want to start a 1.8 map.
Yeah, just attempt or just start over. Something.
Now the only problem is you end up with stratified maps then, and then you end up like our old map, the one with the help center, is a ghost town.
Right. No one's on it.
Nobody's getting on there. So I don't know. We'll see.
You can make a new temp map.
Yes. We're good at that.
Yeah.
We need to basically figure out a game that we can make people play it to our own, you know.
We're going
to
make them play it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's for our own amusement, basically, but which forces them to go to each of the maps for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like we say, go to the old map and grief Wes's home.
But that's a good game.
I don't like where we're going with this.
And then go to the other map.
And grief Wes's home.
Yeah, that sounds good. You don't have homes on any maps. You just go fix them all.
Well, you know.
Do you have a home on any of the maps?
Yes, I have a home on all the maps, yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Don't you remember on the current Shaftlands, I built that giant sandstone thing that went by my front door, that the big sandstone walkway that has, and I had the Wes's house of Music and Death.
Yeah, Music and Death. I like that one.
Because I built a note block thing on my roof that played music, and the whole house is a mob trap. Like, it's got water that goes around it, and everything goes down to a fire blade.
That's the music and the death.
Yeah. Of course, now somebody griefed all my music, so it doesn't play anymore, so I don't have any music in my house anymore.
So it's just death.
All I have is death.
More death, less music.
Wes or death.
Yep.
Okay, so let's shaggity on to the next.
That was a long journey.
Speaking of long journeys,
cool.
Life itself is a long journey, and something will help you along. We have a new sponsor here on the Shaft.
Yay!
We are now being sponsored by Rasmussen College. They are a career-focused private college, and they do online degrees. They have 22 campuses in the Midwest and Florida, and they have over 15,000 students, and they are interested in getting the message out to the Shaftites. So you can find out more information. I'll talk about it a little bit more, but at rasmussen.edu/game program is where you need to go to check out their programs. One of the things they wanted us to talk about is they have a game and simulation programming degree.
That's pretty cool.
This is a bachelor's degree in game and simulation programming, and you can go to college in the comfort of your own home or at one of their campuses and get this bachelor's degree. And it's ideal for students who are looking into getting into game programming and simulation development. We have, you know, in Core Elements, we interview, you know, a lot of game designers, and a lot of them got started not in college, but just, you know, doing other stuff. Here's a way to get a head start.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a cool idea, though. I mean, going. I mean, had they had that back when, you know, I was trying to make the decision of going to college or not, I definitely would have done it. Even if you are already into programming and think you know everything, it's at home. I mean, that's brilliant.
Well, the thing about programming is, like, I was in a computer science degree for a while, and I have a computer science minor. And a lot of the classes that they teach in college, you don't really think about, but they help you, like, they're not things that you think you would need to learn as you're, like, programming something, but they help you understand how a computer works, like data structures.
Right.
You know, things like data structures, I took an algorithms class, and these are all pieces of a larger puzzle. And I really think, you know, there's a lot there.
Yeah, yeah. So. Just learn like all the logic and techniques and methods and stuff like that will really help a lot.
Yeah.
I know I've been thinking about going back and getting a degree because where I work, if you don't have a degree, you don't move up. You pretty much stay in that same category. And you're like, but I've been doing this for, you know, 10 years, you know. But it's just in some places you've got to have a degree, and so I'm actually kind of looking at this.
Well, one of the things that pretty much every like job survey that's going on right now, there is a noticeable difference between your income levels if you have a high school diploma and if you have a college degree. It is the one way to ensure that you're going to have a higher paycheck than anything else is to have a college degree. And so I definitely recommend going and checking out Rasmussen. We'll be talking about this over the next few weeks. We're really, really excited to have them as a sponsor. And go to rasmussen.edu/game program. Check out what they've got. Take a look at it. The more people that go and look at it, the better we'll look. So please go ahead and give that a peek.
Okay. We're ready to get into it. Into what, you might ask? Huh?
I might.
And
is this when a bumper plays?
That's horrible. Here we go.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
All right. News. I don't think that was the right noise.
All right.
But neither was me opening my soft drink.
So
1.8. Do we have to even say that? Like
the leak. The leak.
So now is it? Everybody's pretty sure that like someone from Mojang put it out on 4chan.
4chan?
Yeah.
What?
That's where
it was
from.
First found.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought they put it on the website.
Anonymous user put it out on 4chan, and then it got out everywhere, and then they basically said, go ahead and do it. We don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I saw it, it was on Mojang's site, and Notch was tweeting saying, don't get it from anywhere but here.
Right. Like, that was after it was leaked.
Oh, I see.
Like, I mean, I got it from crafthub.net. That's where I saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think he's just having a little fun with it.
Yeah, or maybe they just had it on there ready to go, and someone's sitting there, and you know.
I mean, I don't think like Mojang is that big to where it would be leaked. Like, how?
Well,
would it
they're
be?
They're thinking one of the beta testers, the beta testers of the beta test. One of them probably leaked it, or you know, it got swiped from them.
Okay.
They might have shared it with a less reputable friend.
That seems more possible than someone from Mojang leaking it, as one of the beta testers leaked it out. But then Notch was like, well, that's okay. It doesn't bother him.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a good way to handle it. I really do. I mean, basically what it allowed them to do is poke around without having an official... They didn't mess up everybody's game to do this.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, I mean, someone might have just guessed it. Because, I mean, here's the location it's at, right? assets.minecraft.net/1_8-pre/minecraft.jar.
Oh, they might
now,
have
if they
guessed that.
Now, keep you're... that... I don't know if all the other ones have been under that same format, you know, 1_7... pre or whatever, then it might have just been guessed.
Yeah.
You
know?
So you need to start checking for 1_9.
Mojang.
And send me a link to it for everybody else. Let me get some Let's Plays out there.
Yeah.
Notch's bank account information /account number/bank. Ah!
Yay, we found it.
Why did Wes just run out the door?
Well, I was very confused because I thought it was official leak. I mean, it still might. We'll just say we don't know, right?
But so it is a leak.
Yeah, well, it's a leak of some sort.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether Notch himself leaked it or not, who knows?
Okay.
Who cares?
They're in the chat, they're saying that Jeb willingly leaked it.
Now, that's what I thought. I mean, that's still what I think, but we don't know.
Brent's saying the story is he did that after it was already out.
No, he might have leaked it on 4chan just as an anonymous and then later said, yeah, it was him. I don't know. I don't know that part of the story.
Okay.
But see, I think it's a little weird to have a pre-release for an update that's already in beta. It's like, how many levels deep are we?
We must go deeper.
But this is this is a special case because there are a lot of people who are playing this game and treating it like a released product already, especially since they already paid for it.
And it's a I mean, this isn't like really any other update they've done since I've been playing. I mean, this is huge.
It is
game-changing update.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so I mean, basically what they did was the only people who are smart enough to know how to mess with their jar files can do this. So if they need to go back and play,
it's really not that hard.
Well, I know, but my point is that, in other words, they didn't mess it up for anybody who didn't know how to fix it.
Right.
That's
true.
So it allowed people to keep playing without hindering.
And not be like, why can't I get on this server?
Yes.
Because, you know, in the last couple releases, I mean, Bucket has seemed to have been down long, you know, for a good fair amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can only imagine if it's going to be longer with this. So, people are going to be...
Bucket. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go on.
I was saying Bucket admitted that they had 1.8 for a while.
Okay, good.
So, they've been, I mean, I think...
Maybe Bucket put it on Mojang.
Well, people are blaming Bucket for leaking it, but Bucket claims they didn't. They said they had nothing to do with the leak.
And I don't think Bucket would really have any reason to. I mean, they're owned by Curse now. Curse owns Bucket. So it's like, why would a big company like that leak it? It gains them absolutely nothing. Now, did one of the developers leak it? I mean, no one's getting anything from leaking it except for it's out there and testing.
Well, you know, I didn't realize...
So Mojang's getting the... benefit.
Yeah. See, I didn't realize so many people had access to it beforehand. Now, I know that, like, Hat Films probably had it as well because they did a video.
Films did it.
You know, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just saying a lot of people have access to it beforehand and things happen. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's
and
really.
Hey, we can't be responsible for this. These things happen.
You know, we've sat here and talked about the leak, which Mojang doesn't even care about way longer than I think anybody cares about. Like, everybody's sitting there going, yeah, why don't y'all move on?
Hey, Brent's making fun of this. Brent did it.
I did
it. Just like, I don't care. It's leaked. It's out there. Just report the bugs. Just tell me about the bugs so we can fix it for the official release of 1.8.
Yeah.
So, and he's doing that because he's having fun developing. He said so on his blog. That's news. Next. See how I'm moving this show along?
I like
left and right. They have a new consultant who's going to be checking out their links. I don't know if anybody tested their link for them. Now, did you click on both? Who clicked on both of them? Be honest.
Clicked on both what?
Both of the links that Notch provided on Word of Notch?
Yeah.
I clicked on them both.
Okay. Eric?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you're brain dead. What's wrong with you?
I actually went to Notch's blog and checked it out.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, read his blog. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
How about you, Michael? Did you click on both of them?
I don't know. I didn't.
Okay, I did. I'll admit it.
What does that do for us?
It does nothing, but I think it screws up their numbers.
Oh, really?
Well, they were trying to figure out, like, you know, some sort of consulting. Actually, it may be for nothing, but anyway.
Yeah.
Read it. Read his blog. There's something else interesting on the Mojang blog. There is two pieces. One, just in general, what's coming up with MineCon, some more information about that, which most of it was information I think we already knew. There's not huge announcements yet. We do know that Zetterstrand will be there, who did all the artwork for the game.
Yeah.
And Cobalt and Scrolls Alpha codes will be given out
to all registrars.
Do we get Warcraft pets out of this? Are there going to be Warcraft pets they're going to give away? How cool would that be if we can get Warcraft to put in a little mini Steve?
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm going to call Blizzard right now.
Nice.
We'll sit here and wait.
You mean I get beta access to Skyrim?
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, the other Scrolls game. It's so confusing.
The other, you mean so the Scrolls game. They have the trademark.
I want a little Notch hat that I can put a leash on and walk it around. Would that be weird and cool?
Yes.
A little Notch hat pet?
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
And a cape.
And a cape.
And a cane.
And a cane.
And a repeater.
Cool.
Okay,
hey,
so
remember how I said
also,
you were speeding this along?
I'm going. So there's also, Lydia posted some information on Minecon, so go read that on Mojang blog.
Lydia is a Minecraft chick, for those that don't know it.
Right, that's true. We keep saying Lydia.
Let's see, what else? Also, the Shaft Awards. Next week, we'll be having them, so go vote. Go to the shaftpodcast.com, and there's a link for the awards there, right? Is that where it is? Yeah.
Yeah, the Shafties.
The Shafties, or the Shafticles.
The yeah. Shafticles?
The Shafties. What are
it's
we?
Not gross.
Why is that gross?
I don't know. It just is.
It's like tentacles.
Shafticles? Huh. Anyway.
Tentacles okay. or test?
See, you're the one who always goes there.
Me?
Always. I don't know what's going on. So you're wearing your necklace today.
I am? No.
Anyway, also, if you're coming down for the DWPP, we hear the hotel only has like two bathrooms left to rent out, so you need to get your room now. And if you haven't, we'll be updating with a new secondary hotel soon. So apparently they've sold out of rooms really fast.
Yeah. Did you say
really?
Bathrooms?
Yeah, like two bathrooms left.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think they have like one room left now. Like
one room with two bathrooms?
Yeah, possibly. So
I feel like you're making this up.
No. It's on our forums. Like I was like, what's going on? Eric was telling me that Akon called and they're like, yeah, there's two rooms left and you just got one of them.
Yeah, and my house is full. I have a couple guests staying at my
house.
Oh, wow.
So
if you're
going,
full.
Yeah, go to the shaftpodcast.com. Quick. There's one room left. Go get it.
Quickly.
And I'll call them and see if we can somehow get more rooms, but I think we're going to have to go to that other place right next door to it that you already talked to.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they're a little more expensive.
Yeah. They're like...
They're $109.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's what happens when you don't follow us on Twitter and get your rooms immediately. Or buy shirts or, you know, my PC backup or any of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's about it, I guess, right? Oh, let's see. Daniel Kaplan also tweeted that he got a copy of the Minecraft Xbox from 4J Studios to try out. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So that must mean they're pretty
into it.
Pretty close or something.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll have that at MineCon.
Yeah, you'd think so. What is the Minecon about 60-something days away?
I mean, they could have just some beta copies, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is it still... when it comes out on Xbox, is it going to be on beta?
Yeah. Be beta for the first year. Yeah.
You are or beta. But, you know, when it does, be sure to buy it off our site.
That's right.
Buy everything off our site. Anyway, that leads us to something else.
Yeah, and let's get to your calls. Listener contribution. Listener contribution.
Listener contribution. Yeah.
Listener
contribution.
Yeah. I still have echo on.
Yeah.
Reverb. Thank you.
All right.
Broken Head sent that in. He said it's just a backing track, so do whatever you want to do. But he wrote it himself, and
he said
he couldn't sing, so he went
sweet.
So that was a nice little groove to get us into this.
I predict that will be a bumper for something on one of our shows at some point in time.
Exactly. It's very multi-use, isn't it? So we'll get into the first question here, and here it is.
Hey guys, it's Dirt82, and I have two things to throw out. First is, I'm going to start trying to do a weekly call-in for listener contributions or Excavation Station. Next is what happened to some other good podcasts like Nog or The Daily Gamer. Thanks. Bye.
That's an excellent question. We're not really sure what happened to Nog.
So, you know, have you ever seen the show Firefly? Like, or Jericho. Those are a couple good examples.
Or Kyle XY.
Sometimes shows just don't do that well.
The Event.
Yeah.
The Event. And was The Event canceled too?
Yeah.
I think so.
And, you know.
Well, what about the one with the time.
Everwood? Yes.
No, the one where they.
Journeyman.
Where they had the blackout.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what it's called.
Something about...
Anyway, just like all those incredible shows, that they just don't get enough popularity, and we would rather sink our time into doing things like The Shaft, which people are actually listening to.
Yes.
And for the people, the 10 of you that were listening to any of these other shows... We love that you listen to those, but if you could get maybe 10 of your friends to get 10 of their friends to get 10 of their friends
yeah.
to listen to it as well, then, you know, it may come back.
And those two shows, those two podcasts were actually written by Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we know how things with him go.
And if you like Nation of Gamers, you should probably give Core Elements a listen to, because it's another General Gaming Con podcast.
Yep.
With a little different taste to it, but... it's got Wes and it's got Spencer and famous celebrities. So
famous game makers.
Go to ce.deadworkers.com to catch that one.
This past week we had the Greg Kasavin who made...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kinnear. Damn.
No, I'd love to have him on. Greg Kasavin who made Bastion was on this past week. And Bastion. This upcoming week we have someone from Grinding Gear Games who is doing Path of Exile, which is a Diablo-esque multiplayer game.
Sweet multiplayer. Start like,
clone, copycat. So, what are we getting at here?
Copycat.
Rip off. Listen, they don't listen to the show. It's okay.
So harsh.
So, yeah, that's that.
All right. So we have a question here from Theory. He asks, if each mob had a TV show, what type of show would each class have? And I'm going to ask Michael this one. So what do you think?
I see the Creeper having a talk show.
Nice.
I think that'd be awesome.
And all he does is stare at people till they start babbling.
Yes, he just stares at them. Kind of every once in a while. And they sit there and talk.
Nice. I like it.
The show was Flash Forward, by the way. Thank you, chat room.
Oh, Flash Forward. Yeah.
That was
so
awesome.
What kind of TV show would the Enderman have? Would it be like an investigation, like Murder,
no,
She Wrote kind of
no.
thing?
He would do a reality television show where it's
Extreme
some
Makeover.
Like Fear Factor or, you know, what?
Extreme Makeover. Nice. That's a good one.
Extreme Makeover, your pants Extreme edition.
That's right. He's there to rearrange your server. That's good. All right, enough of that. You want to read this next question?
Hello, The Shaft. I am a Jello Man from Louisiana, FTW. Well, I remember a couple of episodes ago that someone mentioned Pendragon. It is a series of 10 books, and it's basically a kid who goes through space and time and saves the world. Well, Tack and Glaze, you have already talked about. Just thought I'd sort that out. Listen every week. Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
We know. That's why we mentioned. That's why we keep bringing it up, because we've never read the book.
Tack and Glaze.
Yeah. We're going to have to make a song about it, aren't we?
Yeah.
And then we'll have a bunch of Pendragon fans sending us death threats because we got it wrong.
Be like a new version of the Nook and Cranny song.
Nice. Yeah.
Tack and Glaze.
Tack and Glaze. All right, that was lovely.
That was very lovely. Thank you, Jello Man from Louisiana. Ann.
By the way, I think the chicken would have a spy series, because spy chicken.
Spy chicken.
Yep. Excellent, excellent. All right, we got another one here from Greg. Old Greg.
That's exactly what I thought about. Oh, his life is ruined, isn't he?
Greg asked, my question for you guys is...
No, I won't do that anyway. This is from Greg. With as big as Minecraft has gotten already, how much of a reaction do you think there will be to the game after a full release? Period.
That is actually something I do not know. I do not know what a full release of Minecraft will mean. I don't see how it will be any different than what we already have.
I still think there's going to be game modes. There's going to be objectives. There's not objectives yet.
Well, I'm thinking he's not asking about the like the game itself. He's asking
reaction
to it.
I think the only difference we're going to have is they will have to do some sort of marketing to make this available for the Christmas sales.
Yeah.
And so I think they will get a big bump from Christmas sales, and then it'll be just like status quo, like how it's been for the past year.
Yeah.
And haven't they sold like 2 million copies already?
Yeah. More than that.
Sure.
I think I think it's like 3.2. Isn't that what they're up to?
Oh, yeah. That's
3.2.
Right.
That's a lot of copies of a game that's not even released yet.
But can you imagine, like, if it's on the shelves at Target? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
If it was physical.
And then I can imagine, like, a Minecraft commercial.
Yeah.
You know? I actually kind of look forward to that. I think that's going to be, you know, we watch TV and a Minecraft commercial is going to come on.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
But, you know, somehow I don't think they'll do any marketing for it. I think YouTube Let's Plays and people, word of mouth is enough.
I think they should do one commercial.
I think that's the big reason, or the reason for Minecraft's explosion, are the Let's Plays, the YouTube audience that went out there.
But I think that's
the reason I got it.
I think there should definitely be a big Super Bowl commercial with the big football stadium and them kicking like a pig through a field goal.
Yeah.
Something like that. But just for stat-wise, in the last 24 hours, 64 people! What a great sales. That's like our numbers. 64,000 people have registered and 16,000 have bought it in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just like, you know.
Well, you know, okay, so Notch has already said he doesn't want to take it to Steam because Steam, he's unable to do some of the things that he wants to do. Right. Some of the updates and the way that he wants to treat mods and add-ons is impossible with the Steam platform. But I'm afraid without the Steam platform, there's going to be a huge number of people not buying the game after it's released.
Because it's like you can still put it in your Steam repertoire even though you don't buy it on Steam, right? Yeah. Like I think we'll see it in stores. I think we'll see it in a bunch of places, just because I don't think they're scared of selling it. Like you said, they're scared of losing control over how they deal with it.
Right.
So
I think we'll see a box shelf version. I think the Let's Plays have tapped a large market, but those are still going to be tapped. And I think that the main push is after release is going to be reaching people who are not deep in the gaming community.
So do you think they'll just be boxes, basically, with a page in it that says go to Minecraft.net and download
it'll
it here?
Probably have a code. It'll be a box with a gift code in it.
Yeah. Or maybe just the gift code, like on the card or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Michael, about the distribution? How'd you like to see it?
Well, what he's doing right now is working great.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. The thing with Steam, you could use Steam, but the problem is Minecraft is as it is now, to even show up in Steam, as you're playing it, doesn't really work. I mean, you can add it as a non-Steam game, but as far as I know, unless you do some weird trickery, you can't get it to show up that you're playing it.
Talk to friend Freckles on our CP community, because I see her joining all the time and it pops up on my screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Steam game. So I don't know how she did it, I don't think she would take the time to do something weird to make it work. So I don't know if they fixed whatever.
I'm doing it wrong then.
Yeah. Oh, that's another idea. Maybe they'll put a USB stick with Minecraft on it.
That's a good way to do it.
That was from Crimsonite.
Like a little block, like a dirt block.
Oh, that would be awesome.
With a little USB
stick. I would go buy it again. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Someone's going to take that idea and run with it.
Maybe I'll do it. I'll just buy a bunch of gift codes and put it on a USB. Why don't we?
Yeah.
We'll put our show on there. We'll put the game on there. Can you resell their game? Is that illegal? Is that wrong? Is that?
Yes, I think so.
Probably. Probably. There's probably something in the...
We're just selling the gift codes.
Yeah.
We're not selling the game.
Yeah. Need to put something controversial on
buy
it.
This buy this item for, you know, $16 and get a free game with it.
Enderman but sex tape.
Buy this USB stick and get a free gift for Minecraft.
I don't know what came out of me. I got Tourette's. let's do. You want to
say I'm the one? It's him.
You want to do a call? Let's do a call.
Call.
Check it out.
Hey guys, Dota41 here, and I was just calling to reiterate the importance of Tack and Glaze. No, I'm just kidding. I've been over that kid, it feels terrible. But what I was really calling in to ask was, do you think the score will ever have a purpose again? You probably know it was used in Alpha, Pre-Alpha, as when you killed mobs and it gave you score, and Notch kind of scrapped that idea. So, what do you think it's going to be used for if it's going to be used? I would just also like to add that, Eric, you sound like Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live, and Wes, you sound like my gym teacher. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
And I sound like no one.
Drop and give me 20.
Nice.
No.
I like Seth Meyers does the news, Anchorman, right? Like, yeah. He does the news segment.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he sounds like. I guess he sounds like me.
Just play this back.
Do you know that's another thing that broke my heart about falling in the mob? I haven't fallen in the lava. Hmm. I was about to level.
Oh, really?
But yeah. It doesn't do anything.
Well, I didn't know that. Oh, I was all excited.
Well, it just rotates and you start your bar up again.
Oh, okay. Well, I was all excited. I was like, I'm about to ding.
But lava. Hey, yeah, it's just a pre-release of the beta.
Yeah, no. In 1.9, that stuff will be all set up.
Yeah, 1.9?
1.9.
So, score.
That's when they're finishing the adventure update.
Score!
All right. Oh, yeah, so the score, yeah.
Score!
Firstly, Tack and Glaze.
Tack and Glaze.
There it is again.
Yep.
Well, the score, you know.
Did you know
that
came from a book called Pendragon?
I've heard this.
Did you know that?
What are we doing here?
We're regressing.
Really,
what's
going on here?
I don't think there's a reason for the score. I mean... Okay, you have skill points going up. You have XP going up. You have all this stuff. Score. All of a sudden, it's like this hybrid of RPG and arcade.
Well, isn't that just your XP now? I mean, yeah, your score is your XP.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a point value behind the GUI.
Yeah.
Behind the.
But I don't see that you have to see it like when you die. Okay, it's a classic arcade thing.
Oh, that's
good. You die here's your score. Here's your high score. Now try again. Insert a quarter. You know. So there's no need to. Oh, here's your XP. When you die, like, well, thanks. I knew what my XP was.
Yeah. No,
Jack
I don't see that coming back.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Jack Hole.
So, you know, lose that. Lose the score. He hasn't implemented it by now. I don't think he's going to. I don't think he needs to. I think it's great just removing it. Because it's weird now, right? It's a score and it has ampersand and
you
stuff.
You know what's going to be weird? And I just thought about this, and that's why I'm going back to my week of. But when 1.9 gets released and there's mobs in the villages, am I going to like wake up in my bed with a bunch of strangers in my house?
Yes.
Am I going to have to kill them all?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to be creepy.
Yeah.
By the way, the wiki evidently says, according to the chat room, that 1.9 has been the Nether update. That's
I don't believe
Avosk.
It. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
The Nether. Yeah.
So that's what's.
I don't know. They keep changing their mind because originally 1.9 was going to be the bug fixes for release. Yeah. And then later they said it was going to have the rest of the adventure update in it because they were breaking it into two pieces. So I guess the Nether stuff is something new. I haven't heard about that.
Well, remember 1.7 was going to be the adventure update long, long ago?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's been a while.
And then that became the Piston update.
That's right. Yeah. Interesting. A little breaking news here. Danex just messaged me. And he said, to use Minecraft on Steam, you need the 32-bit version of Java.
Oh.
So it could be Java
related. Screws us down here.
So, who knows? All right. Was that it?
That's it.
Oh, we got another question.
We got something here from Slashing Gwens. It goes
doo-dah,
like this.
Doo-dah.
If you could have one infinite block, what would it be? Also, Captain Sparkles, how long did you work on Revenge? It's epic. Keep on going, guys. It's great.
If I could have one one infinite block,
mm-hmm.
I can only have one. Torch.
Hey, that's
definitely
an excellent
torch.
Wow.
I'm going to go with arrows.
That's a good one, too.
I'm going to go with TNT.
Ooh. I knew it.
It's
it was him the whole time.
It's, hey,
its entire world is going to be a crater.
Is the new bow stuff in this update or is that next update?
That's
it's in 1.8.
You know, someone just said, called us all out, those aren't blocks.
They are in my head. Okay, if I had to choose another one, smooth stone slab.
Oh yeah, they're not smooth stone slab.
That's my favorite.
You like it a lot.
I would go with iron blocks.
Okay,
iron blocks.
Like, and it's nine iron.
So TNT is not a block. I can't do that one anymore.
TNT is a block.
Yeah, okay. I keep it.
Yeah, they called you out falsely.
Yeah. Take that. False leaves.
I'm gonna go with dirt.
dirt
block.
I'd like infinite dirt, please.
Infinite poop blocks. Got it in the show.
Yep.
You didn't see that one coming,
nope.
Did you?
Not if you had been avoiding the chat room. So yeah, there you go. And yes, Revenge was fabulous, and we will try to ask Captain Sparkles how long it took. And yeah.
All right.
Speaking of long,
long.
There's a very long book on Audible. I looked it up. It's one of my favorite books ever. It's called The Cryptonomicon. Michael mentioned it. And so I looked it up, and they have it on Audible. And it's 45 hours long, unabridged. 45 hours of Neal Stephenson Cryptonomicon.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a long book.
Now, I'm not sure how many credits it is. Probably more than one.
Probably two.
The Cryptonomicon.
But if you were to go and get your Audible trial and sign up for it, you could get it 30% off the purchase of Cryptonomicon.
Cryptonomicon.
Cryptocomicon.
Cryptocomicon.
One of those books.
Barata.
So, yeah. But regardless, you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a 14-day free Audible trial.
Yep. And get yourself some Cryptonomicon.
And that's right. By Neal Stephenson?
Yes.
It is 2 credits.
Yeah.
But it's normally $50. So if you think you're getting 1 free credit. Oh man, I've got 2 credits. If you get 1 credit for signing up and you stay for an extra month, there's your 2 free credit for $15. So you're getting a book for less than $40.
Excellent.
Okay. I can't get anything out today. That's what she said. Sorry.
We're going to move this along. Let's do this. Let's excavate a little bit in
Excavation Station.
Nice. All right.
You were supposed to turn and look, and you just never did.
I know. He threw some TNT at me, listeners. Okay. Well, we have a list of stuff, some calls, some suggestions, some good, some bad, some ugly, some pretty.
Some sad, some happy.
And let's see what the first one is.
It's sexy.
Hey, The Shaft, I got an idea for Excavation Station. It's squirrels, and the squirrels can be eaten by wolves. And once the squirrels are dead, you can put their tails on a hat, and you'll look like a freaking epic, you know, squirrel killer. And then PETA can, like, you know, put some red paint on your hat, and then you'll look even like more of a badass. So yeah, squirrels should be in the game. Thanks a lot, love the show, peace off.
Did you just tell us to piss off?
Peace off.
I'm not really sure, but he said that we'd look badass with paint on our heads.
Squirrels. I think we would look good with squirrels on our heads.
Squirrels.
My dad's friend. And this is where the story goes way bizarre, right? Because he's already a friend of a dad of a. Anyway, he had a dog that they would hunt with, and this thing would, like, it was a squirrel hunter, and it would pick up squirrels, and the squirrels would bite him through the lip, and he would just carry it back to him.
Nice.
That's squirrels are dangerous, is what I'm getting at. You don't want them on your head unless they're dead.
Wow. So squirrels.
Dad, I don't want to do squirrel style anymore.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Squirrel boxing.
Squirrel meat. Skyrim. Dun, 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 dun. What if you added Skyrim to the game? You could kill a Skyrim and wear it on your head.
You mean scrolls?
Yeah.
But scrolls.
Uh huh.
Can we move on?
Yes, we can.
So, but I would like to say, awesome idea. I'd like squirrels.
Yeah. Oh, and what do you think, Michael? What do you think about squirrels?
Squirrels? What would they drop, I guess?
Tails.
Do they have to drop
tails?
Anything? Could there be an ad?
They drop hats.
Just squirrel meat?
But could they just be an item, kind of like critters in WoW? Just atmosphere, flavor?
They just, bunnies in Terraria, or they just kind of jump around and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's
And
legit.
Maybe creepers would eat them. Something like that. Uh-oh.
Cool.
Oh.
Astragali says that the squirrels would drop their nuts.
Oh.
Sort of like the collar.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Okay, so, and we got something here about boats.
We do.
And storage.
It does.
One of the metal boats.
Hi guys, this is Rusins here, and I have an idea for excavation station. I think it would be cool to have storage boats. They would be crafted out of a boat and a chest, much like a storage minecart. and you could send them down rivers with items and collect them. What do you think? Love the podcast.
I think I like your accent.
I think you just kind of made up that accent.
Yeah, storage boats. I'm all for that. It makes sense. It makes everything. It fixes the symmetry, right? I mean, you can mass transit your stock.
Do you
on
push
land
the boat and follow it? Like, do you push the boat and then run and hop in your boat real quick and then try to stay with it and push it somewhere?
I think maybe it would have to be connected to your boat.
So now you're a barge. Driving around with a bunch of boats linked up.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good point, though. How would you get it from A to B? Yeah.
You're a tugboat. Tugboat Thomas. Is that what the Steamboat Willie?
Tugboat Thomas.
Steveland Cleaver.
What? I think that's, you got a little weird there.
I think that's a different thing. Right. Steveland Cleaver.
How would you?
It's a new weapon.
How would you suggest this work?
You stab people on the chest with it.
Michael, what do you think about that? Well, have you
did we lose Michael? Did we lose him?
No, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I cut out a little bit, so I missed what you said.
What do you think about storage boats?
Oh, boats for, or storage for boats? That would be nice. You know, because one thing I've tried to do many times, and I've seen a really neat one, is a decent dock for a boat. But, you know, one of my biggest complaints in Minecraft are boats. I don't like how they break so easily.
Yeah, they do. They crash.
That's a huge thing.
Well, quit hitting stuff with them.
Run into it. Well, I mean, you barely even.
It'll be easier now. Well, but it's a lot harder than it used to be. I mean, before they fixed it in one of the patches, I mean, it was you hit land and it busted apart. Now, 3 or 4 hits.
Yeah.
And it'll take it. But I think now with the bigger. Because with 1.8, holy crap, the ocean is huge.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of that, and speaking of boats, I'd love to see a sailboat.
That would
be an added to the game where you could just you catch the wind and it just sails you across the ocean.
Now you're gonna have to tack and glaze to get it moving properly.
Tack and glaze, tack and glaze, tack and glaze, tack and glaze. Is that a song? No. I could see it kind of being like Zelda, Wind Waker, whatever, where you can catch drifts, you can catch wind streams
or
and things
sloop.
Like that. You know, and make it kind of a mini game, catching the wind and going. Sloop?
It's the name of a boat.
Oh, okay. Oh, Sloop, Johnny Sails. Wait, where does it go?
Sloop.
I don't know.
What is wrong with y'all? So, yeah.
All right, well, let's move it along. We got one from Smarty. Here it is.
Hey, guys. Smarty here. Sorry I haven't been sending in stuff for the last couple of weeks. Been away. But I've been saving them up. I have 3 contributions. First and second are ideas for slime balls. My first idea is that you should be able to eat them, which I know is a bit weird, but you'd be able to fit through like 1x1 blocks and like 2x1 across the floor. Make caves a bit easier to navigate. And my other idea is you can make sticky TNT. So rather than when you punch it, it falls down. You punch it and it stays there. Make mining sideways across a gap a bit easier. And my last contribution is a question for you guys. It was about the updates. Do you think after the full release of Minecraft, Notch should carry on doing big updates like this one, which is like months between, or little updates with individual parts like the Wolves update? Just give me your feedback and I'll talk to you guys later.
So did he actually mail you a cassette tape to play that?
Yeah, he taped over some Def Leppard or something like that.
Okay.
That's a sin.
It is.
So maybe we should just let the first two things kind of lie on their own and let people make their own opinions about the slime balls and just go straight for the question here.
Okay.
Does that sound good? We all agree? Big updates, little updates after the release.
Big!
Yeah.
Big!
You think save them up?
Giant big updates!
I like big updates. I don't know. That's a tough one. It's really overwhelming once you get a big update to figure everything out. I kind of like the slow trickle of updates constantly.
Now, what if it was a server issue?
Not for a finished product.
Or finished? Oh, once it's finished.
Yeah, like once it's released, you know.
Like
and
how,
you're saying kind of like WoW. Like, no, do like I'm, updates like that.
I'm
where
thinking
they do
once,
like,
every, once every 4 months, do a big update with something big in it.
Yeah. My issue is servers. Like, if they can figure out a way to make it smoothly so when any size patch comes out, your server works.
Right.
That's what I want to see. So if it was smaller updates and it was really easy for the bucket team to go, okay, we can fix those little things real fast, and your server will be ready before, you know, if they're working with bucket closely and an API and blah, 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 maybe that will be easier.
Right.
And that's what I'd like to see, because like right now, even with WoW, as big as it is, and when there's an update, you can't use really any of your plugins.
Yeah.
So that's the troublesome part of it.
That's a good complete answer.
Quit talking like this.
The chat room seems to think 4 months is way too long. I don't think it is. I think 4 months is a reasonable time to expect an update of some kind. I think three updates a year with significant material in them would be more than most games get.
Yeah,
that's true.
So yeah, that,
especially ones that you're not paying any more money for.
Yes.
True.
And just think, we're not going to have to pay for expansions if they ever do them.
I know.
Did you throw your 2 cents in, Michael, about big or small? You like it big or small?
I like
Mine's
the ability.
In the air.
I like the, you know, when he had the Secret Friday updates or the once a week or once every other week.
Oh, I forgot.
Every week you got something new to play with. And, you know, with this big lull in between the updates that we've had for this latest update, I ran out of things to do. I ran out of new things to do in Minecraft. So it's like, well, what do I do now? Well, I wait for 1.8, and now that 1.8's coming out, now I'm going to have all this new stuff to do. And if I have to wait another 3 or 4 months, I'll probably end up getting bored of 1.8 before then.
Yeah, and on a marketing standpoint, if they do it slower, then they get all these videos about that one new little feature each week instead of a patch where, like, I mean, there's a video that's like everything in 60 seconds already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we can get 1,000 videos on these features, or we can get 1,000 videos on each of the features.
Yeah.
So on a marketing standpoint, it really makes sense to do smaller updates, I think, as well.
Yeah. It depends on how you're looking at it, though. I think he's still got several million copies from people who are not used to games being messed with. I think he's going to get a lot of people who want to install and download, you know, download and install Minecraft, who want to play a consistent experience.
Mm-hmm.
And don't really care about, you know, they're not going to, I mean, Michael, you know, you're in a special position as a Let's Player where you have to find something new and interesting all the time in order to generate your Let's Plays. But most people who are just playing are just playing to play. They don't need new features.
They don't care about doing all the boring mining stuff. But, you know, I'm playing as an entertainer, on an entertainment aspect, which makes it, you know, you have to come up with something new every single episode, every single time you play. And there's only so much you can do that's new in Minecraft right now. So it gets a little difficult. It gets a little, you gotta be a little creative.
Yeah.
Have you tried building a cobblestone tower all the way to the sky limit? That's a cool thing you can do.
That's something I've done.
Have you tried going up to the sky limit and putting one block of lava and having it drip all the way down to the earth? That's another good one.
I have not done that.
Okay.
All day one activities.
Yes.
Have you punched a tree?
I haven't done that yet.
Because I hear the trees, they don't punch back.
Oh, no. That you haven't been playing 1.8. No, they punch back now.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, are we doing accents now?
Was I doing an accent?
I didn't think
I was doing an accent.
Oh, okay.
Right, on the small versus large updates, I think you pointed or you nailed it right on the head there, too, whereas, like, small things get forgotten in a large update.
That's true.
You know, we're talking about the cities and the ravines and the mine shafts, but people are forgetting about the large mushrooms that are coming out now. You know, and then you've got watermelons, so a new source of food.
Cool. Yeah.
So there's all those little things that are also sprinkled in that are being overlooked because it's such a large update.
That is a good point. And the things they removed that
now,
we are sad about.
Is that more
about.
Fun, though, if those things are forgotten? And like when I was playing, all of a sudden this blue spider comes spitting out at me. I was like, it was kind of cool. Not even, I had no clue that it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was kind of cool.
That is right? Nice. More.
But I mean, I guess that's a personal thing, right? I could just not look at any of the spoilers.
That's so true.
Nosy just pointed something out in chat that I completely forgot all about. The brand new lighting.
Yeah.
Oh, the lighting is great.
Yeah. Yeah,
my son hates
that,
it though.
It's what's really cool is when you're in deep caves, and there's lava and water. The rooms will be steamy, like it looks hazy, like there's water coming down in the rooms. It's awesome.
I hadn't noticed the steamy.
Yeah,
look.
I don't know exactly if it's something just the way it works now with you know. With caves and lava, but mm-hmm. I noticed that, like, on caves that had water in them, I was getting kind of this blue haze in the air.
See, I was getting a blue, it's like the color temperature is different with lava or sunlight. You know, you get this blue tint, and then when you go up for sun, you get this warm tint, you know, like this red, and then night, of course, gives you more of a blue.
I love the new sunsets.
Yeah.
Man, they are awesome.
Oh, and I love the F6, F7 will toggle your day and night cycles in creative mode and just whips across the sky real fast. You can just scroll it like a freaking,
like you're on a time
like
machine?
A slot machine.
A freaking freaking.
But it's very cool.
Hey, let's
move on. Oh, yeah, and F8. Thank you, Ko, is in the chat room. I was actually getting onto that, but they took away F8.
Yeah.
What?
You can't, no more smooth camera. I think it might just be a mistake. I really hope it's a mistake. Because
I hope so,
because you know,
that was nice for filming, like, filming different things. When we filmed a couple of the Haas Josh's music videos, I used F8 exclusively.
Oh, yeah, it's, that's a tragic tragedy. I mean, but he worked around it. He put F6 and F7 in the game.
It's tragedy.
And didn't touch F8, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he'll...
Maybe it's prepping for the 1.81 patch with the camera tools.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play with the FOV yet?
The field of view is pretty cool. You could already play with it before just by stretching the screen out really wide.
Mm-hmm.
And really short, like it's a super.
Well, I love what they've done with it, like where the different things actually change automatically, like running or using the bow, they automatically change the field of view to give you like more of a feeling of movement and stuff. And they did a really good job of that.
But does anybody like the high field of view, like the more angle? I can't play it like that. It's
I tried it. I cranked it all the way up to Quake Pro for a little bit, and it was like, well, that's way too much. But I have it about 70-80 right now, and it's, you know, it takes a little getting used to because you're so used to it as it is now.
Yeah.
But once you get used to it's great.
And, of course, brightness, you can turn it up real bright. So for Let's Plays when you're in a cave, I mean...
a lot better.
See, I play with two accounts at the same time where I have them tied to the same keyboard with one looking behind me, and then I have six monitors that actually go around me. And so I have a full field of view.
Like, do you live in a bat cave, too?
I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just look all the way
around. That was a joke. I don't do that, and trees don't punch back yet.
Yeah.
That's a 1.9.
But you know what does punch back?
What?
The next little call-in that we have here.
Oh, let's get punched by it. That was a horrible segue.
That was
Shut up. Hey guys, BS Cross 32 here with another excavation station idea. I'm talking about mud today.
Yep, that's right.
Buckets of mud that you can scoop out from the environment that occur naturally. And then you could put them in the furnace to dry them out. And you could put 4 to a building block. And then you could use it to, say, build a rudimentary hut. And then the first time it rains, all your shit gets washed away. And that'd be just dickered. And then also... once you get a real house built, you could maybe put a mud moat in front of it to get mobs stuck, and then you just whap them in the head and take all their shit. That'd be cool, right? And then my last thing is Notch. We've had fences for ages. It's time for some gates, right? Come on now. Come on, buddy. Get to it. All right? I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. This was recorded at 11,025 KHZ 8-bit stereo. Let me know if you like it this way or you prefer the old way I've been doing it at 44.1 32-bit stereo. All right? Thanks.
Did he say 32-bit stereo? There's no such thing. Yes, give us more bit rate.
We love the bit rates. What do you think, Michael?
Need more bits. Yes, we definitely need more bits. No, about mud?
Yeah.
I don't.
Mud. Mud.
Chat room saying there Iron Gate and gates for fences in 1.8.
There are, yeah.
Yeah.
The gates are cool. The paint, cool. The glass panes are really cool,
I haven't
too.
Seen them at all.
Those are nice.
Yep.
It's weird, like, when you take the block away from a glass window, it, like, slides, like, halfway over. I don't know if that's a visual bug or if there's a reason for that.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
So, and then when you put the block back, you know, it slides back, but...
Huh.
But everybody got their wish right now, and it's not shards of glass. You get the full pane when you break it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Does that make you sad?
I didn't get my wish.
So mud, I don't know.
Well, someone in chat mentioned mud for swamp, and that just gave me an idea. Mud should work kind of like slow sand in the nether, you know, and it'd be in the swamp. So when you're walking through the swamp, you got all this mud that slows you down.
Yeah.
That's ooh, right. And a pit thingy that you slip into and suck down into
a pit blaster?
Quicksand,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not slow sand. We want quicksand. Kill them all.
Fast sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I haven't seen the silverfish yet. People keep saying the silverfish are scary in the chat. Where do they come out?
I haven't seen them yet either, but have you been underwater in 1.8 yet?
No. No, I ran through it gaily.
You see kind of little bubbles in the water now.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah, it's murky as Coast.
You're going to make people mad that we mentioned silverfish and then you mentioned the water. Because we keep getting these comments on our videos. Silverfish are not fish! Why do they keep saying that?
Well, and they come out in the mines?
I don't know.
Is that where they come out?
I don't remember ever thinking insects. A silverfish was a fish. I think we joked about it, but...
Yeah, I probably did, because I don't really know anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know what a silverfish is?
No. I Wikipedia did it, though. And it told me it was an insect.
Yeah.
From class Insectia or something. I probably made that up. But yeah. It's an insect.
I've got to say, I think we have enough, like... random deadly mobs, things that are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
I would like to see more passive mobs. Like
critters.
More critters for whatever. Horses, I think, are a good...
Ponies!
Yeah. Ponies.
Miniature ponies.
Yes. Maybe like Twilight Sparkle.
With wings and patterns and colors.
That's
you
right.
You could use dyes. You could use dye on your ponies.
That's right. Cool. We've been bronies.
My little pony, my little pony. I don't know the rest of the songy.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to know the rest of it. So, we got one last call here. Something about an anvil. Check it out.
Hey there, Shaft Diggers. I'm Zachary Rant, and I'm a real-life fat guy. I've been listening to The Shaft now for a couple weeks, and I know the subject of being able to repair tools has come up quite a few times over the last... ever. And I had a new idea for that. What it would be is an anvil made out of, like, iron that you could put down in your house. And what you do is right-click on it to open up, like, a little menu. You put the, the sword or the, pickaxe inside along with some of the, resources you use to build it, like, another iron block or something, or another iron ingot or another diamond or sticks or whatever. What you would have is, in your hand, you'd have a hammer. And when you backed out, you would see the item floating or like mounted on top of the anvil. And as you hit the item on the anvil, your hammer would lose its durability, but your other tool would start gaining a point for every single hit. So say you hit it 4 times, it would go up another 4 notches. So yeah, that was the basic idea, was the anvil and that. Let me know what you guys think.
Okay, I actually kind of like that, trading the durability of one tool for the durability of another.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem game-breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same, though? I mean, like, are you going to get just, like, why not just build a new tool instead of a hammer?
Well, maybe you know...
Like, I could see maybe if you get, like, 100 hits out of a hammer.
What if you could use an iron... What if you could use an iron hammer on a diamond sword?
Okay. So the durability of this hammer has got to be a lot more than just fixing one axe or one pick or something. I mean,
you
know,
gotta fix more tools.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be able to repair maybe 10 or 15 things to make it even worth your bother to make it. You know? Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of cool, maybe. I mean, it's more like adventure, you know, like medieval or something. You got the smithy out there.
You know what's going to happen, though?
What?
It's just going to make you even more mad when you accidentally use that last hit on your pick.
Yep.
Your diamond picker and be like, son of a...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there's no chance of repairing it at that point. Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe they stop it where it doesn't, like, you can't use it out. It just stays at that last. And you can't use it.
And by the way, I would like to point out that you really didn't need to point out that you're a real-life fat guy. That really makes the fake fat guys in our chat room feel bad.
Yeah, like me. I feel horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're a fake fat guy.
Fake.
Okay. So
that was almost Chewbacca sounding.
Yeah, it was. You know what else sounds like Chewbacca?
What?
Rainbows.
Rainbows! All right. And, yeah, let's do that.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Well, I don't understand what you're doing when you
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you drawing a
He's
rainbow?
He's like doing Kumbaya. It's like Kumbaya stuff.
Kumbaya.
Spencer called me out for my claps when I do core elements. I always go clap, clap, clap.
Oh, now he's going to have to edit this part. Yeah. He's going to be like seeing the clap and be like, oh, what did I need to edit there?
His claps.
Good job. I'm going to start randomly clapping during the show. But what's funny is you'll see it and you'll go, I need to edit that out. And you'll just edit out the clap.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the discussion won't make any sense.
Yeah.
That's right. Just like this one. Behind the scenes.
Speaking of things that make no sense, somebody wants to make a Shaft podcast mod.
Wow, and what does this entail?
Well, does anybody want to talk about this? I read a little bit about it, but I don't know.
I just read what was there on the thread. But this is from SuperGeek7120.
Yeah. And they want a variety. They're looking for some mod creators. And specifically, what they want to do is make some... they want to make a mod that has, like, an NPC who walks around and fixes beaches. They want... poop blocks. They want a fake NPC. I don't get what that one is.
A fake NPC.
Fake NPCs and ropes.
Oh, kind of like
the robots. Maybe they're doing plays, right?
I don't know. But there should be a Yogbox advertisement in it, and beds that drill.
I didn't get that one. Or the beds that drill.
That drill down like we do,
doing in the Nether.
Yeah,
and then they want squirrels.
We already talked about squirrels.
Yeah.
Squirrels.
And they want more ideas, so go to this thread and
it'll be in the show notes.
Getting some hits.
How about like a record that plays
Our show.
Plays the songs.
The songs or something like a
50 episodes. Oh, I thought it was like one for each podcast.
Ooh, that would be kind of cool
like
too.
2 hour long records.
Well, I mean, it would just, if you maybe somehow put the directory in the Minecraft directory with the files, then the record just plays but pulls from those files, and it's not really any.
No way to fast forward it, rewind it, or pause it. That would be pretty...
Slash record fast forward 10 seconds.
Yeah, get on this incredibly complex mod, people.
Yes. Go!
Yes, do it.
What else have we cited?
We have cited here by Jaden Beer. Let's see. He admitted he's a big cheater with his Minecraft Adventure Update fan trailer.
Yep.
But you can go look at this trailer. This was actually out, you know, before it got leaked. And so you might be like, oh, how did they get the 1.8? Well, they just faked it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But go take a look at it.
Yeah, he's got some shaky cam that looks kind of nice, too. But yeah.
Shaky cam?
Yeah, I like shaky cam.
Cinema Verite.
All right, and then next here we have Tohu Minecraft. Tau-how. That sounds like an orc.
I bet that doesn't sound anything like what it's supposed to sound like.
Probably not.
Tohu!
This has been submitted from Herp-derp-der-her.
I did say
that one right.
You did. I think that's the first name you said right in 10 years.
And this is an incredible anime woman that is incredibly too detailed for Minecraft. I don't understand how it exists in Minecraft world. I don't know how it was created. It's just incredible.
I'm calling foul on this one. It's really cool. I definitely recommend everybody check out the video, but I'm calling foul on it because she looks way bigger than 64 blocks high.
Yeah.
And yet she's standing in the middle of an ocean.
And it's a statue. It's 3D. It's not just pixel art. Although there is this fan or something that's behind her with a really cool, it's a 2D design. But the thing is colored amazingly. It's shaded. It's like, I don't understand it. I don't understand how it's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, the title is Tu Tau Hau Minecraft. Yuyako CGOG.
You sucko.
What? I'm just reading the title.
I know. I was just saying, you sucko.
Well, you might be right.
So our next one is someone made a 3D creeper explosion. You put on your blue and red 3D glasses, and it's a video, and it's Minecraft in 3D, and yeah, check it out.
Oh, RP Gamer told me, stop butchering Japanese, Eric. Sorry.
The next one we have, Joe Hills did a video, and basically it's him poking around 1.8, and he saw an Enderman, and it came at him, and it was carrying an adminium block. So it is confirmed that Enderman can carry adminium.
Aha. That's not good.
Yeah.
Is it?
So can you imagine, like, you just are kind of hanging out and some Enderman, like, pulls all the adminium from behind you and you turn around and walk and fall into the...
And then, into no man's land. Yeah. And you can't even get your stuff back because your body doesn't land anywhere.
So has anybody looked at this?
What?
Which one?
The video.
Yes.
Now, is he underground or is he on top of
ground? He is underground.
So they can spawn underground?
I have no idea, but evidently they can come underground.
Well, that's a little personal. They
can spawn underground, yes.
But, yikes. What'd you say, Michael?
They can spawn underground. They can spawn in caves.
Creepy. Okay.
Yeah, I did see. I watched Yogscast videos, and they found an Enderman in a abandoned mine shaft, and it was just standing around. And they not even hurting anybody. They're looking at him, and then looking away, and looking at him. It's like, hey, dude, you know, he's just
right now. Right now with 1.8, the Endermen on SMP are broken. They don't chase you. On SMP. They do on single player, but not on multiplayer.
Oh, that's the thing. Okay, that makes sense.
It sounds like maybe their Yog box is broken.
Cha-ching! Thanks.
Maybe they should get a new Yog box.
Cha-ching! Cool.
Maybe they should box their Yog! So, next we've got something from the Shaftlands. This is Joni3 sent this in. Says, there's a 9/11 memorial built on the Shaftlands. Just slash warp. Remember. It'll take you there, and they're in the process of putting up signs with the names of all 2,700 people that died in the attacks. And the towers.
Wow.
And the towers and everything else are already finished. So
that's amazing. And that was 10 years ago today.
Yeah.
Wowzers. Very cool.
So go take a look and remember.
We'll check that sucker out.
And on that solemn note,
Mint for Pillow.
Who is it?
Mint for Pillow.
Who is it?
Mint for Pillow.
Is it housekeeping?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. I got their... Oh.
We want the more feminine sounding one. Can we have
fine,
that one, please?
Fine. Bye.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. Mint for Pillow.
Awesome. Okay. And here we are. We probably already talked about Dead Workers Party Party. But here we are again talking about Dead Workers Party Party.
We'll do it again. Get your rooms. Come have fun. There's going to be tons of people there.
Go to the website and do a register. It's free. It lets us know a head count. It lets us know some details about your eating habits and your personal things.
Personal
hygiene.
You
shouldn't be telling people on the internet anyway. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but we'll keep it. We'll keep your secrets. Trust us. We won't mention it on the next show.
That's right.
For sure.
And that website is...
dwpp.deadworkers.com.
Go there.
Straight there. And if you go to the shaftpodcast.com, there's some new cool features there. You can see the calendar of guests. Just scroll down to the bottom of the site. This will we've got about the next 5 weeks booked up and a couple more people coming in line. So we've got some surprises, some fun. Next week we've got the award show. Click on that and put in your submissions. Because we don't know when we'll stop taking them, basically. When we have to get ready for the show, we're going to try to give as much time as we can, but we still have to, you know, figure that stuff out.
And that's on the website?
Theshaftpodcast.com, both of those.
Yeah.
And there's a new submission form, too. Now, keep in mind, we are still trying to stick with audio files as much as possible. So this is really mainly for sightings and kind of other stuff. But go ahead and put your excavation stations in there. They may get aired if they're super cool or if we run out of calls for some miracle or something. Is that a miracle?
That's a miracle.
Is it a miracle? Conception. Anyway.
It's a miracle.
So anyway, just go it's there. Miracle. It's a form that you can fill out like a nice bodice.
Yeah.
I don't like where you went with that, so I'm going to talk about the Shaft Awards also. We should talk about those a little bit.
The Shafties?
That's
Shafties.
What I just talked about.
You were just talking about the submission form for the...
Yeah, that was after the awards. They're both forms.
I just heard form. I thought you were talking
the
about
best. Form. You can talk about it again, though. The awards.
The best Wes Derp moment.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's a... We got some categories on there. We kind of came up with the fly, so... you know what? Yeah. They aren't the best categories in the world, but they are the categories. So vote. Your vote counts.
They're not the categories we want. They're the categories we deserve.
Nice. So vote, because every vote counts, and you're get huge prizes. What are they getting for the winners?
You'll have to just wait and see.
Oh, okay.
Is that a good answer?
Aren't you giving them all your iPad? They can all share it, all the winners?
And yeah, and around. One lucky person will get the socks that I'm wearing right now. Isn't that great?
The sockos?
Yeah.
Well, good. They can do a little sock
even,
puppet.
They're not
puppet
even
sock
they're
show.
Not even the cool pig socks.
No,
either.
No, they're just generic socks.
Yeah.
Why do you keep beeping? Sorry.
He's talking to his phone.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, I guess that will be it then. What's up with you, Michael? What are you working on that? Might be awesome in the future. Or it might be awesome
in the future. Well, the 4v4 we're recording later today if my internet is fixed at home.
Mm-hmm.
After the show here, I'm going to run back home and hopefully it's fixed so we can record 4v4. And then I'm excited for 1.8 to come out, so keep recording more Let's Plays. And that's about all I got planned right now.
Cool. Are you going to MineCon?
I want to go. I don't know if I can get it to work.
Uh-oh.
With both financially and schedulely.
Oh.
If schedulely is a word. If not, I just made it up.
It is now.
And people in the chat room want to know what's in your pockets.
My phone, about $2 in cash, and a pair of headphones.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent.
Pockets is...
If that is the end, I want to thank Michael for being on the show.
Yeah, yes.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
To finally get you on here. And you can check out Michael's stuff. Go to youtube.com/Michael. Of course, you do have a website, michael.com. That's michyko.com. And also Michael on Twitter.
Yep, it's spelled the same everywhere.
And did you ever get to mention where you physically are right now? I thought it was humorous.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah.
Well, what happened is during pre-show, I was getting ready for you guys to call me, and my internet all of a sudden just dropped completely out at my apartment. I was all set up and everything to go. So I quickly packed up my laptop, grabbed my webcam and my USB headset, jumped in my car, and flew over to her, you know, ran real quickly.
Your car flies?
Within legal speed limits.
Awesome.
To my parents' house and jumped on their Wi-Fi. So right now I'm in their basement, my parents' basement, on their Wi-Fi doing this.
That's crazy, because you'd think if you had a flying car that it would have Wi-Fi built in.
That's true.
Well, that's an optional add-on I didn't get. Maybe in the next version of the flying car.
Excellent.
Well, we do appreciate you being on. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. I've been wanting to get on for a while. I'm glad I got on.
Well, there's some tension between you and Eric that he, you know, I'd say, yeah. Michael, and be like, no, no, yeah, I don't know what that was, but finally I just said, no, I don't care. I don't care. We're getting him on.
I love this false drama. Well, Michael, from his parents' basement, we...
Live from my parents' basement.
Live. And I guess that's it, and we'll see you all for episode 50.
Yay!
Yeah.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, this is Ping Pong 1109, and I'm just calling in to The Shaft for making a new segment. Hopefully, it sticks around if people like it. It's basically going to be a segment where it has community stuff, and it's stuff like on Twitter, on YouTube, funny Minecraft videos, on Reddit, different things. This is not going to be news about Minecraft. This is not going to be sightings about cool things built. And you can email stuff or send me comments or ask me questions at jp@labquest.com. And if you want to make me a bumper for it or an intro, you can do that. That'd be awesome because I suck at that kind of stuff. So yeah, I guess that's it.
The one problem I noticed during the show, we're done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The one problem I noticed during the show is my parents have a police scanner in their basement. I don't know if you hear it. Every once in a while, they'll start talking over it, so I'll quickly mute my microphone. And they've got a phone down here that keeps ringing. And
then I thought that was a call-in that phone was ringing
in
the background.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Yeah. I remember hearing that.
That's pretty funny.
Kept ringing there in the show. It's like, oh, dang it.
Dead Workers Party Network. The Shaft for all ages.